I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's daily NBA show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
What's up, basketball bettors? Long time no speak. Welcome back to the Bet Slippin' Podcast daily NBA show, presented by SportsbookWire.USAToday.com. I'm your host, Jeff Clark. It's Monday, December 20th, and we have a seven-game slate in the NBA tonight. I've been sidelined due to the health and safety protocols for the past week or so. That's why it's been a while since I've graced you with my presence with an NBA daily podcast, but I'm back. I'm a little closer to 100%. I've been hydrating over the past few days and been just, you know, chilling, trying to get rid of this COVID illness, but a little closer to 100%. I'm ready to go, ready to give you some best bets and hopefully make you some money on this podcast. All of our odds are provided by our friends at Tipico Sportsbook. Tipico Sportsbook is a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older, so please see the website for details. You can get your bonus today, usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. Okay, it's Monday, December 27th. There's a seven-game slate in the NBA. I don't have best bets for all of them, just two best bets that I'm willing to give out here, but I can go through a few of the games while I have you guys dialed in and paying attention to some NBA handicapping. The first game that I do like is a 7:30 Eastern Standard tip-off between the 20-10 Chicago Bulls playing the 15-17 Atlanta Hawks. The game is at the State Farm Arena, which is in Atlanta. The Bulls are favored 5.5 points. The total sitting at 209.5. I'm taking the Bulls -5.5. I'm not going to overthink this. Both teams have been bit by the COVID bug pretty significantly. Well, Atlanta has been bit pretty significantly. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if this game ended up getting postponed. Atlanta is without 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I count 10 players on health and safety protocols. They're definitely without four starting players, including Trae Young and John Collins, which are the most important pieces of their team. John Collins ranks in the 94th percentile of forwards and on-off net rating, and Trae Young grades in the 92nd percentile of point guards and on-off net rating. Both are centerpieces of their offense, and both when both are on the floor, Atlanta's offense plays much, much more efficiently. And Chicago is missing Lonzo Ball and Alex Caruso, both of which can affect its backcourt defense, but Atlanta just doesn't have the backcourt currently to exploit those mismatches or exploit the Kobe White taking over for Alonzo Ball as a starting point guard. I mean, the point guard for Atlanta is Skylar Mays, who I'm not even sure if he was on the active roster before Atlanta was significantly bitten by the COVID bug. But he starts tonight, and I just don't want to overthink it. I mean, DeMar DeRozan is playing at nearly an MVP level. I mean, there's been quite the performances out of Giannis, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant thus far. So DeMar DeRozan's certainly a tier below them, but he's playing like an all-NBA guy. He's leading the Chicago Bulls in scoring, and right behind him is Zach LaVine, who recently came off the COVID list himself. Chicago's also got Nikola Vucevic, who's a former multiple-time All-Star. So they have three All-Stars in their starting lineup, whereas Atlanta has got several backups in their starting lineup and is, again, without three or four starters currently. The two starters that are in there are Bogdan Bogdanovic and Clint Capella, both of which are far less effective without John Collins and Trae Young on the floor. Also, Atlanta hasn't been playing as well lately. They're 2-4 straight up, 2-4 against the spread in the last 14 days with the 25th ranked non-garbage time net rating. This is over the last 2 weeks, whereas Chicago has missed a whole bunch of games. A whole bunch of the Bulls games have been postponed due to complications surrounding COVID. But when they have played, the Bulls have been really good. They're 3-0 straight up, 2-1 against the spread over the past 2 weeks, with the second best net rating at plus 10.4 points per 100 possessions. Atlanta plays much better at home when they're fully healthy. And, I'm not crazy about taking a road favorite, especially at minus six, especially against a team that's got as much talent as Atlanta. But Atlanta's missing a whole bunch of talent because of this COVID bug. So I'm just going to go with the team that has more bodies and more better players on the floor for them, which is the Chicago Bulls. So I'll lay the minus 5.5, minus 120 with the Chicago Bulls playing the Atlanta Hawks. The next game that I have action in is the 16-17 Boston Celtics visiting the 15-17 Minnesota Timberwolves. The Celtics are also favored 5.5. The total in that game is 214.5. I'm going with the Celtics, but I'm actually going with the first half spread, which for the Celtics is minus 2.5. So I'm going 2.5 with the Celtics on the first half spread because the Celtics have outscored their opponents in the first half by an average of 9.3 points over the last three games, whereas the Minnesota Timberwolves have been outscored by an average of 4 points over the past three games in the first half. Boston's competition has been a little bit stronger over those three games as well. Boston were ahead of Philadelphia three games ago, heading into halftime by 2 points. They ended up blowing that game. The next game, they beat this Cleveland Cavaliers 111-110. They were up going into halftime in that game as well, pretty significantly. They're up by 15. And they ended up blowing their Christmas Day game to the Milwaukee Bucks, 117-113. But they went into the halftime with a 15-point lead in that game. On the other hand, Minnesota, they've lost two of the last three games. They did have a first-half lead in the first of their back-to-back with the Dallas Mavericks 3 games ago. They had a first-half deficit in the second of that back-to-back with the Dallas Mavericks the following game, and they had a first-half deficit on Christmas playing the Utah Jazz in a game they ended up losing 128-116, but covering as 15.5-point favorites. So Boston's played much better in the first half recently, and I think that trend continues because Minnesota is also down significant bodies due to the COVID pandemic. They're going to be without Karl Anthony Towns. They're going to be out without D'Angelo Russell, without Jared Vanderbilt, and without Anthony Edwards. Three of these guys are four of these guys are their most important players in terms of on-off net rating. In fact, D'Angelo Russell is first, Jared Vanderbilt is second, Karl Anthony Towns is fourth, and Anthony Edwards is fifth on the Minnesota Timberwolves in terms of on-off net rating. And both of them are great, significantly high in terms of like on-off net rating at their position. So the Minnesota Timberwolves being without Russell, Vanderbilt, of course, Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, who are probably the two names I should have led off with when listing the players that are out, are significant. And Boston is going to be without Jason Tatum, who's their leading scorer and is also a significant loss. But they are getting Al Horford back. They still have Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown in the lineup. Jaylen Brown made his first All-Star game last year and is has duplicated that performance thus far when he's been in the lineup here in 2021. So I like Boston Celtics to handle business early on versus Minnesota and eventually ride out and cover that game. But I'm gonna take what I think is a safer line, or chase the value of the Boston Celtics first half spread, which is -2.5. So I'm taking the Celtics -2.5 at the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's my second and final best bet on the slate. Okay, two other games that I have betting notes for but don't have an official play on. I got the Dallas Mavericks 15-17 visiting the 13-19 Portland Trailblazers at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The Portland Trailblazers are slight home underdogs at -105. The Mavericks are -115 on the road. The total sitting at 212.5. Again, as what's a common theme in the NBA this year, or at least this past few weeks, has been the COVID outbreak throughout the league. Both teams are significantly outmanned or are missing significant firepower. Dallas is missing Luka Doncic, who's actually not even sidelined with COVID. He's sidelined with an ankle injury, but they're also missing Maxi Kleber, Tim Hardaway, and Reggie Bullock, whereas the Portland Trailblazers are missing Jusuf Nurkic, Robert Covington, and CJ McCollum, who's actually dealing with a chest injury, not so much COVID. But be that as it may, Damian Lillard is listed as questionable right now, and that's why it's only a lean. He's dealing with some sort of personal issue. I'm not sure what it is, but if I knew Damian Lillard was certainly or was guaranteed to start Monday, then I would probably be giving this pick out as the Trailblazers -105. But to me, this is a get-right spot for the Trailblazers. Trailblazers have played much better at home than on the road this year. In fact, the Trailblazers are 11-7 straight up with the 10th best non-garbage time net rating at home, according to cleaningtheglass.com, with a +5.2 points per 100 possessions. Also, since this game is priced as a coin flip, I'd prefer to back the better rebounding and shooting team, which is Portland. For instance, the Trailblazers rank 13th in effective field goal shooting percentage and 14th in rebounding rate, whereas the Mavericks are 24th in effective field goal percentage and 23rd in rebounding rate. Again, I can't give this, I can't fully endorse the Trailblazers here just because Damian Lillard is listed as questionable on the injury report. Should he be activated or announced in the lineup, then I'll go ahead and upgrade that to a like. But as of right now, I just lean to the Portland Trailblazers. The final game that I had my eye on was the 22-9 Brooklyn Nets playing the 17-16 Los Angeles Clippers. The Brooklyn Nets just beat up on the Los Angeles. Well, they didn't beat up, but they took down the Los Angeles Lakers on Christmas Day, 122-115. Whereas the Los Angeles Clippers lost last night to the Denver Nuggets, 103-100, but they covered as 4-point underdogs. In this line, this game, the Nets are favored -4.5. The Clippers, or the total is 213.5. I lean to the Nets -4.5 here, just because they've dealt with the COVID absences better than can be expected. I mean, Kyrie Irving announced that he wasn't going to play or wasn't going to be getting the vaccine at the beginning of the year, and still the Brooklyn Nets are the first seed in the Eastern Conference by a few games. Kevin Durant's missed time. James Harden's missed time with COVID. But James Harden recently was reactivated ahead of the Christmas game for Brooklyn, and he played very well on Christmas for Brooklyn. Kevin Durant was added to the COVID list recently, so they'll be without Kevin Durant, which obviously is a huge problem. But Los Angeles Clippers are also missing Paul George, who has been sidelined for at least a month with ligament tears in his elbow. They're also without starter Reggie Jackson and Could be without Marcus Morris, who's listed as questionable right now, because he's still clearing the health and safety protocols for COVID. I currently lean to the Nets at -4.5. I can't make it a full like, just because the Clippers get beat up on the second of a back-to-back. They're 0-4 against the spread with a -16 ATS margin when playing on days with no rest. And Brooklyn, again, despite being significantly outmanned and dealing with COVID throughout the season, they've just continuously played well. And it's almost like fade the Brooklyn Nets at your own peril. So I'm not going to fall for it again, but I'm also not going to take the Brooklyn Nets, bet the Brooklyn Nets in this game. So I'm going to pass on this one. And get out of here with just two best bets. My best bets of the days of the day are the Chicago Bulls -5.5 at the Atlanta Hawks, and the Boston Celtics -2.5 first half spread at the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's the end of the Bet Slipping Podcast Daily NBA Show. It's Monday, December 27th. Good luck, whether you fade or follow me. Hopefully, I can help make you some money or at least give you some gambling nuggets to think about. Best of luck. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.